To evaluate the prospects for long-term reconstruction in Fallujah, we turn to Frederick Barton. He's co-director of the Post-Conflict Reconstruction Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies here in Washington. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Getting a sense there from Ann Garrell's report of what's needed in Fallujah, a city of 300,000 people, basically everything destroyed in terms of large infrastructure. Where do you start? Where would you say they need to start in terms of reconstructing Fallujah?
Well, you have to find the Iraqi people. You're going to have to find some Fallujans. And obviously the population is dispersed. Those who are there are going to be incredibly anxious. And the first way you're going to find people is to give them a sense that the place is safe. There is obviously going to continue to be snipers and the sort of insecurity we saw in Sarajevo in the 1990s. But the same kind of day-to-day problem exists, and people will not come out. And then you have intimidation, which goes beyond just the snipers and that kind of killing. But fundamentally, you've got to give people in the community a chance to come out and not be seen as cooperating with us, but really just getting back to their own lives.
Well, a couple of questions there. First, how do you convince Fallujans that it's safe to return to Fallujah if they've left during the armed campaign?
It's going to be a tough process. They want to come back because they all have homes there, and that is the greatest appeal. Just as we saw in Kosovo, that people wanted to rush back across the border well before the international community said it was safe. They wanted to see what had happened to their houses, and they wanted to start that part of their lives again. So there is a very powerful pull. They will be looking for a reassuring presence, and they will be obviously hearing that things are going well on a day-to-day basis.
At the same time, forces on the ground would have to be concerned about screening the people who are coming back. How do they know whom to trust, who might be actually an insurgent or a sympathizer with the insurgents?
This is going to be almost impossible, and it's really, I think the way you have to address all your problems in these cases is to work in manageable places. You have an impossible situation. You have to make it addressable. And that means you're probably going to have parts of the city that feel safer and that you have better guides there, people who've already said that they are committed to their community even if they don't like the occupation. So that's the way you pick. It's very opportunistic. You go where you feel you have a modicum of trust that you can build upon.
A skeptic would say, I suppose, that Fallujah has been a Sunni stronghold, a hotbed of insurgency, and that it will likely return to being exactly that in not too long a time. What's to prevent that from happening?
There's always a rather significant majority of civilians who don't like what's going on. And the question is whether you can liberate them from the sort of the grip of the people who are willing to fight. Now that Fallujah has gone through really 1.5 fairly serious rounds of fighting, I would bet that the vast majority of civilians want to just get back to a normal life and are not that committed to the politics of the place. But we've also unleashed several thousand young people primarily who are willing to do anything, risk their lives, give up their lives. So you've got to strike that balance, and this is where finding a way to bring the public safety back into line is the key challenge.
Frederick Barton, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Frederick Barton is co-director of the Post-Conflict Reconstruction Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington.